Phipps Center of the Arts in Hudson. They're asking for $2,000. And Carmelo? I'm sorry, Tony?
Does everyone know where Hudson is? Find out while Tony gives her. Very, very, very close.
You know, I thought it was actually farther north than that.
Very close to the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the Phipps Center is okay. They had a very interesting community description that included that they have a division in their community. One side is a group called the Citizens for the St. Croix Valley, which is the Southern Poverty Law Center and has identified as an anti-Muslim hate group. On the other side is a group called the Hudson Inclusion Alliance. And you might recall that there was an incident in 2016 when the St. Patrick Catholic Church considered supporting resettlement of Syrian refugees. Ultimately, the refugees did not come to Hudson, but they say the scars from this public debate are still evident today. The Performing Arts Center wants to present the Michael Perry play, Population 485, and the Phipps Center would like to produce this in September of 2019 with a goal of effecting a change in discourse by asking the question, what does community mean to you? They want to host a community forum with a trained facilitator and community leaders to discuss the issues which the community is currently grappling with. This is beyond their typical programming because they are the forum which will be Explore Community, and it will take place during the run of the show. So I thought that this, I felt a little bit about this application like I did about another performance group, is that presenting plays, this is kind of a regular thing for them, but the part they're asking support for is the fee to bring the author and fee to bring, have the community forum. So those two pieces are $1,000 each. So asking for a total of $2,000. To me, I feel like that is the project budget, $2,000, because you're asking for that piece of it. So therefore, I think only $1,000 would qualify as a grant request, isn't it? It can only be 50% of your grant.
I'll double check the budget
grant
while we go on.
Well, so they're saying the whole project is $36,333. But I think that the regular production of a play is their normal course of activities. Bringing in the author and hosting this community forum, I think, would qualify for this grant because it is new programming. So, and those two pieces come to $2,000. Let's see. I think they covered everything. I thought the proposal was interesting and well-written. Still think it they could consider a creation and presentation grant application because that is like ongoing programming, which they do ongoing presentation of plays. It's just this piece of bringing in the author and the facilitated community conversation that would be a new, unique piece.
Marcella?
I was a little confused by this application in general, although I think it's a brave way to try to address some pressing issues that that community faced. I just had some questions about, like, I think related to kind of what you identified of what really is the project and what is this, the funding really going to. As far as the participation, they're producing a local playwright's work and utilizing actors, directors, and a crew to demonstrate, you know, a new emerging strategy to engage the community. I guess my question in regards to ties the participation as well as the budget is that, considering that this is a play, there's no compensation for actors and everything is like volunteer actors, so I'm not too familiar with the organization to know if that's how they usually
do it. It's a community theater. It's basically like community theater.
Okay. So, and as far as their evaluation and documentation, I think the proposal would be strengthened by more thought being put into the evaluation and how they can help inform strategies towards success beyond the one focus group that's going to be held one evening during the run of the show.
Are you, so just to clarify, are you encouraging them to maybe build some evaluation work in the at the front end, or
yeah,
what are you?
Throughout whatever they feel is most, I guess, attainable.
It's a really big topic to be covered by this minimal amount of programming.
Thank you for that clarification.
Anybody else?
Somebody used the word brave in talking about this, and I agree with that. You know, I live in a town about the size of Hudson, and of course, in little towns, you got to meet your neighbors in the grocery store, and so you err on the side of it being excessively nice, and you don't like to talk about hard issues. And it feels to me like this particular show, and I looked at the script, and it's really wonderful. This particular show is kind of a sort of a safe environment in which you can talk about some of these issues. You can dispute how important first responders are. And so it starts with something that we all have in common. And I like the way that in the script they brought in the different voices and the respectful way in which the different voices were treated. I don't have a problem with paying the professional director, designer, and stage manager, and then it's community theater, so you wouldn't pay the actors. But I like the fact that they're bringing in professionals, because I feel like when you have a show that's designed to surface some hard issues, the show has got to be as good as it possibly can be. I don't think a mediocre show always generates good discussion about hard stuff. So I'm fine with that. I think they sell themselves a little short in saying they don't think they're going to have any in kind, because throughout the application they do mention other community groups that are getting involved in different ways. And I also noted that they're using the Humphrey Center in the Twin Cities to select the facilitator, and I think that the Humphrey Center is all about doing that, and I feel like that part, I guess, I agree that the evaluation piece is a little bit light. The focus group may be appropriate, but what they need to tell us is what it is they're trying to find out. And there may be other ways of assessing the community impact, like spontaneous letters to the editor or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the final thing I would just say, I think if there's kind of a content, well, it's not a flaw exactly, but so often when you try to set up a conversation that brings people of different perspectives together, it's often easy to get people from one perspective and not so easy to get people from the other. And I would love to know what their marketing strategies are to reach people on both sides of these issues.
We actually presented this play at the Pump House maybe 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And we also, I've also had Michael Perry a couple of times. And we facilitated a conversation after it. We presented it as a staged reading, and we had a long conversation almost to midnight after it. So it went very, my experience was that this kind of thing went very well. It can be done with very minimal expenses.
Mm-hmm. So, in that case, were people from a different perspective in that conversation? Did it became?
There's some from both sides, more tending one way.
Did you present it as they will, as a, just a point of clarification, as a intentionally to bridge a very clearly identified divide?
We did a series of 24 stage readings, one a month for 2 years, and each play addressed some social issue. So this kind of developed its own community, and the developed a conversation.
But no clear division within La Crosse about
not,
something that you were trying
same,
to pitch.
Not the same.
Thank you. Let's clarify.
This has to do with my concern with the project. I think they mentioned they're going to have trained facilitators to do the post-play conversation. But, you know, anything that has to do with discussing community identity can become a real difficult conversation. If this project ought to reach people from, you know, all walks of life and all political stripes, I think you need to have the right team of facilitators. So I would love to have more details about who are they working with. You know, do they getting training from the Seiler Center or some organization that is that specializes on hot topic, you know, community conversation. So that's my only concern, because if funding from the Arts Board go to this project, we want to make sure that this project it could be a risky endeavor every time you bring these conversations into the community. So I don't think they provide a lot of details about what kind of training do they get, you know, because just because you can facilitate conversations doesn't mean you can really.
And I can't remember, but I know for the ones we did, there was no admission charge. It was a donate. We just asked for a donation at the door. But that can also limit your audience if you have a ticket price.
So that's my concern, I guess. I'm so used to doing these programs that where things can get really
heated.
Yeah.
Sure.
But we want everyone to be, provide their own perspective. So.
Okay. You ready to score?
Was the facilitator included in the... supported materials.
I'll just reiterate that this organization presents plays. That's their normal thing.
Okay.
And I don't think covering the expense of their regular operations is a point of this grant.
So you would suggest that if they're awarded a grant, that it be just for the new components of this particular project?
Yes, which was a total of $2,000 in their budget. And I believe this grant will pay for 50%, so it would be $1,000. And again, a recommendation, you can look at the creation and presentation grant.
You, Sharon,
thank
you. You guys take a second look at it and take it to the board, or how do you deal with
it? Yes.
Because I'm not uncomfortable with this in this category.
No, right. No. I think in this instance, what I heard was if this is awarded a Creative Communities grant, it can be no more than half of the new the piece that's a project. And in addition, that they may find that creation and presentation is a better fit for them in the long run.
Got
so a different recommendation than for Middleton.
Got it.